Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Ryan Erb here, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, along with Elizabeth Cooper, Manager, Community Development, Stratford End Area for United Way Perth Huron. It's the tag team this morning, and we have got lots to talk about. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right. Let's get right to it with a campaign update. Elizabeth, how are we doing so far?
You bet you. Well, I just double-checked our website, and we're at 29% today. 29%.
Moving along.
I know. Terrific, right? Yes, not quite 30, but 29. We're inching along through our campaign. Of course, we do have to raise $2.5 million to help support all our partners and their needs. So we're super happy how we're doing so far. And the goal is great because the need is great. I mean, 57% of people with incomes in Perth Huron earn less than a living wage, which is about $35,000 a year. So we know that many of these people will need to access services that they perhaps have never accessed before, such as financial aid and food banks. And so United Way funds many, many partners and agencies in our region that are being utilized by those living on or under the poverty line. So for example, last year we raised almost 400 people across both counties get emergency funds through our urgent need funds.
Exactly.
So that's a real push this time is to keep that fund padded because people need it.
Exactly.
And the need is growing. So
29% sounds good.
Yeah.
And again, a shout out for the thermometer downtown because it was on one of the Stratford socials. Somebody asked, what is that thermometer all about?
And, yeah, exactly.
There you go.
yeah, they called it a fundraising poll, which it is, right? Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right. People are noticing it, and that's great. So let's make those numbers. Let's light those bulbs and
right
make it
rise.
Right to the top.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, let's get to Ryan Erb in. Ryan, my goodness, we have got lots to talk about. Big news, a big announcement from United Way Perth Huron.
Yeah, so we are so excited to announce to the community the official launch of United Housing. So this is our region's own housing organization that's going to do its part to tackle the housing crisis that we're facing. We know that many people in our community are simply not able to afford the housing that they need. People can't find the housing that they want, even, let alone what they need. And so we have this new United Housing organization that's going to focus at mixed income housing. And so we're going to put together people of lower income and higher income and middle income so that we can address the concerns of everyone, including our workforce needs in the community.
Okay, and I know people have a lot of questions early on in the stage. It's certainly early days, shall we say.
It's early days. We're moving from what we would call the startup phase. So we've been talking about something about this for a couple of years in concept, and now we're committing to creating the organization. And over the next couple of years, we're doing pre-development work. So we actually have projects that are in the beginning stages here in Stratford and the surrounding area. So we have two different projects we're looking at currently here that could bring as many as 10 units on one project and 60 on another. And so all these units will add up to help for our community.
Okay, but it's going to take contributions.
Absolutely. One of the things that this United Housing organization will be doing is raising funds. So we're going to have capital campaigns related to these projects when they come. We will also be doing something really unique, and that will be for the first time offering a community bond. And so people will have the opportunity to invest in what we're doing. So perhaps instead of a GIC, you can now, or soon at least, invest in United Housing.
Okay, so this is quite the initiative. This is United Housing with United Way Perth Huron. And again, you can go to the website, get some details. And I know people have lots of questions. Can they reach out and get some details?
Absolutely, anytime. You know, if you want to donate land, you can do that now.
Yeah, and I know Ryan, you've chatted about this. And as I say, there's been a lot of sort of planning behind the scenes. But this is people are talking about this. And this is something that you're very passionate about,
Absolutely. You know, housing is the number one concern for us right now because it is such a... It is the one issue that really covers everyone. Whether you have a mental health concern or you're fleeing domestic violence, whatever it is, housing is the thing that makes all the difference in the world to begin to address the issues that you're facing. So if we don't fix housing, we can't fix a lot of things for people in our community. And besides, I want to make sure there's actually a place for my kids to live. I don't know about you, right? This is really important.
It's long term.
It's about people experiencing homelessness. Yes, absolutely. And I'm passionate about that. I'll talk to people all day long about that issue. But it's also about the practical realities that our society has created a massive problem. And we have to find ways to address it. And we're going to have to do some heavy lifting here in our community. It won't happen only because of government.
And that's what United Way Perth Huron is all about, addressing needs, addressing issues like that. So United Housing. And the Quality of Life Report, kind of a segue into that, is now out. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So we're just releasing the first three chapters of the Quality of Life Report. This is a major undertaking that happens every 4 years from the Social Research and Planning Council to help us understand the well-being of our community. So everything from civic engagement to education, all the way to poverty, of course, and the issues that United Way is so passionate about. And so you can read an in-depth report, well, actually six reports,
okay,
on our website at any point in time, but three of them are available as of today, and we'll be releasing information and sharing important parts of the findings from these reports over the next number of weeks.
And that's a great thing with United Way Perth Huron. You know, it's passion, it's great ideas, it's initiatives, but it's also hard data that we get information from.
That's right. Well, we can't make decisions about what we're doing as an organization or as a community without having evidence. And this is part of it. It's a baseline to help us understand where we should invest our time and energy. It helps us see gaps in the services we have. And we make decisions like, you know, moving ahead with something like United Housing based on the information we have. So we're grateful for all the efforts of our team at the Social Research and Planning Council.
All right. Thanks for that, Ryan Erb. Let's get Elizabeth back in. Speaking of a passion, I've got a passion for local love.
Well, if you like beer, then head on down to Black Swan, because they've created a collaboration beer with United Way called Local Love, and it's a cream ale, and the lovely people at Black Swan are giving 50 cents from every sale of each can back to United Way's work.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been a great seller at Black Swan Brewing.
Yeah, and it's delicious too. So, and it has a really cute label with the Black Swan designed by a local graphic designer. So we want to thank owner Ryan Stokes and the team there for their support in doing this. And hey, it's the season of giving, Jamie, and they come in really convenient six packs.
That's right.
Yes.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, so pick some up for your family.
There you go. So much going on with United Way Perth Huron. But again, go to the website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, or in Stratford, drop by the offices on Erie Street. Ryan Erb and Elizabeth Cooper, thanks so much. Great information.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Jamie.